What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, our host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show from RE/MAX Results, our favorite licensed realtor from Red Hot Real Estate Group, Miss Mimi Shoneman. Hello, Mimi.
You got papers flying everywhere.
I know, but that's because there's all kinds of stuff going on. So we'll get it together. Don't worry. It looks like chaos, but it's organized chaos. And speaking of organized chaos, one of the most organized people that I know, though, Shelly Ferris.
Shelly,
you are not chaotic at all. You were like one of my like North Stars.
Oh boy,
I love it.
That's an achievement.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing, Mimi. You and I, we just have wine differently than Shelly. Shelly is. Come on, be honest. When you
She's
and I are like, we have numbers, go get Shelly on the stuff. Because you and I just are focusing on some other stuff. That's all. No, we're doing the other thing.
I don't know about that.
That's you.
I do numbers. I do math.
You do math, but yes. You don't enjoy it as much as Shelly. That's all
I'm
saying.
No, I don't sit around in my free time
exactly.
doing math.
Exactly. That's right. What I'm saying.
Yeah,
she's out there
what
like,
up at
that's
the lake
do.
Doing calculator.
Exactly. Just going, you know what? This is, I wondered how to do this particular
So funny
calculation.
Story. My daughter, I would always do this with the kids when we'd go shopping, like when they go to school shopping, and they'd come and say, Mom, can I get this jacket or whatever? I would say, okay, is it on sale? Yeah, it's 20% off if you can tell me how much it is.
Are
you can
serious?
Have the jacket, and I'm not kidding you. And to this day, my oldest daughter is like, that's my math jacket.
Right. Listen, now, see, you, now, Mimi, are you disappointed that I told you I know this woman?
Listen,
that's all I'm saying.
If you ever want to get good at math, become a server.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You will know what percentage
right there.
Is
yeah,
right,
right
and
oh,
what
right.
is not.
That's
right. I used to calculate that 15, 20% like a minute.
I still get to, just because I want to make sure that I am kind to my servers, yeah. I use my calculator on my phone. Also, because I'm trying to be a very responsible investor in myself Good. As a solopreneur. Every time I get a check, I'm like, I actually get the calculator up. Go put that in your savings.
That's right.
Sweet. Good for savings. You.
You have a good financial planner.
Yes. Yes.
I tell you
yes.
what, I have been having some conversations with folks around town. Mm-hmm. And it yes. seems like there's a need.
Yeah.
A
yep.
big, big, big need. For people to have maybe a shift
yes.
in the financial planner yeah. world.
I am always excited to pass mine around.
Money. Yes, yes. yes.
Happy to pass
people,
mine along.
Some people talk to their financial planner all the time, I've mm-hmm. learned. And some people talk to them if maybe once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes never.
I talk
yeah.
to my financial advisor the same way I talk to you, Mimi, where I'm like, I read this interesting thing. What should I, you know, here's yeah. what I'm thinking about it. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
And
yes.
so, like, so
what should I
bug them all the
this?
Time.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
Yes.
So I agree.
Listen,
whatever you need, it's different.
Yes.
You know?
I'm just going to tell you that from a real estate perspective, somebody that needs to be on your team, mm-hmm. of course, is... Like, voila,
right, exactly.
myself, Mimi, mm-hmm. and Miss Shelley here, mortgage, real estate, but you need a financial planner.
Yeah,
you absolutely do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you, and we need to get your NMLS
oh,
number
yeah,
out there,
do
please,
that,
Shelley.
Mrs. Yeah, so mine is 367-826 and Caliber Home Loans, 15622.
But back to what you were saying, Mimi, about having a team, like when I told you, I said, well, here's my next goal after we bought my duplex a couple of years ago. You were like, okay, I see how you would get there, and you said talk to your financial advisor and see what they say, you know,
and you did
yeah, I did and now we have a strategy, but all of us have, a strategy.
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to be in a position to capitalize when opportunities present themselves to you,
right?
And so with that said, we're going to talk today a little bit about when the house you have doesn't meet your current needs. How do you know that? How do you recognize when that's happening? Because it kind of may sneak up on you. And then what are you going to do about it? Especially
right.
if you're afraid. We're going to address fear. We're going to talk a little bit about how you know if that's happening to you or if you recognize it in some of your friends and family that may be going through it. And because we're having lots and lots of conversations with folks
right.
that feel insecure about whether they're prepared to move in a certain time of their life. Or if they can, or if they should.
Right.
And so we are also going to be doing some fundraising for our friends down in Florida for mm-hmm. the Hurricane Ian.
Which is wonderful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so we want all of our MyTalkers to help us raise a lot of money. So there's three ways that you can do it. You can call in today to our live show and speak to us with a question you have about real estate or mortgage. You got to come on the air and leave your contact information so that we can track you and make sure that we're donating. And the other way that you can do it is if you want to get a credit analysis from our credit contest, I hear Michelle Ferris, you can text or email credit to 651-578-2218. And the third way you can do it is you can get an equity evaluation from yours truly, and you can text the word equity to 651-578-2218. Easiest way is to pick up the phone and call today.
At 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071.
And we're going to be giving $20 for everything that happens. So what do you think we can possibly get our My Talkers to do for us today?
Oh, our My Talkers are amazing.
Okay, so do you think we can do 250, 500?
If we could do, like we'll just, because we said 20s. Mm-hmm. So let's at least get up to, if we got up to $300, how great would that be? Oh,
fantastic. It would be amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're counting on you guys to give us a call so that we can raise some money for Hurricane Ian in Florida. Now, I'm going to just talk a little bit about what's going on in the market, just because we are still shifting. And I think that for folks that, you know, maybe don't have their pulse on what's happening, we can kind of talk about it a little bit more. But our median sales price is now, guess what, ladies?
325? 370.
370 is the winner.
Ding, 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 ding. Well done. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm just going to find what it was at the high for this year. Okay. So back in June, in June, it was 380.
Okay.
And now we're at 370. Okay. So that sounds good, right? Yeah. Is that good or is that bad?
Depends on who you are. Are you the seller or the buyer?
Right.
And I'm looking at it because I have younger sisters who eventually need to be first-time home buyers. So I'm kind of glad that it's dipping into closer to what their territory could work. Yeah.
Okay.
But really, in the grand scheme of things, I mean, and I do math, like you said, in my head, right away, fast, I'm going, okay, well, that's 3%.
Okay. So it's not a big shift. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Median sales price, we covered that. Okay, so here's another interesting one. Percent of original list price received. Guesses, wagers of what that is right now?
Percentage of original list price received.
It was incredibly over
for a long time.
List price for a while.
I bet you 50% are original list price now.
Okay. So for the month of August 2022, sellers are getting almost flat, 99.9% of their original list price.
Okay.
But the high that we've had so far this year was in May, and the sellers were getting 104.1. So we're seeing that that's down four percentage points in just a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we talk about it cooling and shifting a little bit, it's a little bit uncomfortable for our sellers out there because I think that there's some seller remorse that may be happening. I think people might be feeling, well, shoot, I missed it. And now, you know, I don't know what to do.
But you had mentioned previously that it was cooling. It wasn't that houses weren't still going. They weren't going at the frenzied pace before. And Mimi, if I remember correctly, some of the things that you're saying were, well, now you're seeing more of the, we'll say, commonality of maybe some sellers decide to do closing costs. Maybe they do a few more repairs when before it's like, you get it, you see it, you do it all, I'm not doing it. And it was just flying off the shelf. So, but the houses are still moving.
The houses are still moving. Mm-hmm. We are still very much in a seller's market.
Gotcha.
We have 1.8 months of inventory. And a normal market, 5 to 6 months. So that's why we still know that we have a seller's market.
Mm-hmm.
Seller is still, you know, in power.
Control. Right. Yes.
Because it's a third of what we actually really need. And so that's the good news for our sellers. Our pending sales right now for the last 3 months, September 17th, 908 pendings. Versus a year ago, there were 1,321 pendings.
Okay.
So down.
Oh, wow. That's about 25%.
Yeah. So, you know, let's talk about that. Why do you think that is, Shelley?
I don't think people are putting their houses on the market because they're afraid of what the market is. That's what I feel like. But I feel like that's been the case for the last 3 years.
And we've been going, like, give it a shot. Right?
Exactly.
Well, you know, so I had a conversation with someone this week, and I kind of liken it. If you happen to have a home that you own and you want to do something else, whether that's move up or move down, it's kind of like being in a boat, right? If you have one, you're kind of balancing out what you do on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just talk a little bit about that, Shelley, before we head into the break.
And can I change my last answer? I think it's the interest rates.
Fair enough. Okay, that makes sense too.
Yeah. And you know what? Okay, so it is what it is. Everybody's got to live someplace. We're going to talk a little bit about rents. Rents are still predicted to keep going up. And, you know, you're going to live someplace. You're going to pay somebody's mortgage. And, you know, so just I think that the good news is you need to have a consultation with your team. You need to find the right teammates, mortgage, real estate, financial planner, perhaps an accountant, and talk about, okay, what is the right move? Like I met with a woman this week, and her financial planner was like, you need to spend your money. You need to get out and buy something. You're not going to be able to age in this place that you're in.
Okay.
And you can't live here forever. So let's address that. And then you have folks that are dealing with job challenges. You have people who are no longer have the mobility they once did. Right. You have people who have their household has expanded and now it's too small.
Right.
And they're busting at the seams to get to the right place. So there's always going to be challenges in housing.
Right.
So those are kind of like our market stats for the week. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about how your house, how you recognize when it doesn't meet your needs any longer.
We also want to remind you, if you call in today with a question for our experts, they'll also donate $20 to Hurricane Ian Relief in Florida on your behalf. That number again is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071. I'm Ms. Shannon, here with our friend Mimi Schoedemann from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and RE/MAX Results. Also from Caliber Home Loans, we have Shelley Ferris reminding you that everyone who calls in today, we will donate $20 on your behalf to the Florida Hurricane Relief. You can call us at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071.
Okay. So some of the ways that you know that maybe your house no longer meets your needs. So, Shelley, would you like to kick the show off
that? Sure. So I have a little list here. We kind of talked about this yesterday a little bit about, you know, you may have a grown child that's still living at home that you hadn't planned for.
So or they maybe, came back.
Yeah, came back. They sometimes always, they just keep coming back.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, see, you know, they have needs.
You like your parents. Yes. If you would want to spend time under their roof.
Right.
That was never going to happen for me.
My mom's listening, so I don't want to say anything
and
more.
And I kind of agree with you. I adore my mom. I love my mom. I don't want to move back.
Yeah. Right.
No. I don't want to. But I mean, but I understand my sisters both have in periods and those kind of things. And I was just like,
yeah, but me too. Same.
It's nice to have an option.
Yeah.
As a parachute.
Yes, but then
not that, not to go. I don't want
not
to.
Not for length. But maybe you have rooms that are no longer used, but they still need to be cleaned and heated and cooled.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, I can't tell you the number of bedrooms that I see that are cobwebby that you're like, and people are embarrassed by it too. They're like, oh, I never use this room. And so I never clean it. I'm like, okay, well, that doesn't. So, y'all, having me out to your home is like basically going to the doctor. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's, you're not judging. You're just going, well, let's just make it sure that the home you have is functional for you.
It's good. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing that I see, and you guys can kind of chime in on this too, is stairs.
Oh, boy.
Stairs seem to be the thing. And Ms. Shannon, you and I, we were all three talking during the break.
Yes.
About how that the population as a whole, we're aging.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't nobody going backwards.
No.
So, you know, stairs become an issue after a while.
Yes.
And so how,
even if you're pretty spry, but we talk about how you go from spry to not spry relatively quickly sometimes, unfortunately.
Weight training is what I'm told. I know. I'm allergic to that.
Squat one. I'll help squat you. Squat two. Mind. Like, I'm just, yeah, same. I'm just okay never with embrace it.
It's okay.
Really?
But I'm also good the one you. That plays too much pickleball. So,
well, you'll be the one that are doing the stairs a lot longer than Mimi and I.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm going to be right in the middle of you guys.
Okay, that makes sense. But I do think that it is fair to go, this is why it's no longer functional for me. This is why, even if it is something that you can do it, maybe the things that you do downstairs are, maybe that's where your laundry room is. Right. Maybe it's something that maybe you can navigate it by yourself, but can you really be carrying laundry baskets up and down and doing
and
all this stuff?
Should you? Yes.
Should you? Right.
I have a lot of people that I know that love to garden. They love to have vegetables. They love to do flowers, but getting up and down anymore is a problem for them. And so while they love it, it's becoming more and more not so much fun, a little more difficult. And you kind of start to recognize that after a certain point in time. It's like, okay, well, how long am I going to do this? And can I get my tomatoes at the farmer's market?
Right. So, yes, right.
So what are some of the other things that you're seeing, Shelley?
That's so just struck me as funny.
It was funny.
I know. I have a friend that always says, why do you garden? You can buy kohlrabi at Cub. I mean, come on. Cubs got it.
It's soothing to you, though.
Right,
you like
it is.
It's good to like watch it. The completion of it as it grows. I love
it. And then it's the laughter. I mean, I grew carrots this year that were like this. Like, you've heard of baby carrots. I had baby carrots.
Oh, really?
And never got anywhere.
And I had the opposite in my Imperfect
Foods
when I got one giant carrot, like one size of a giant corn cob carrot, just one.
Awesome.
And I'm like, okay,
you grew
good.
A carrot in your backyard?
No. It got delivered in my Imperfect Foods box.
Yes.
And I was like, this is the, I'm like, the patience that it took to grow this squash size carrot, good on you. Okay.
Good grief. Or maybe the neighborhood is no longer the same. We kind of talked about that. Like, things change through life and you just don't feel comfortable there anymore. Maybe it's all little kids and you're elderly and you like to sleep in.
Yes.
There's just lots of things that can attribute to why this house is no longer for you.
Well, let's just talk about that a little bit. I mean, so for instance, when somebody builds a home and they're of a certain demographic and the neighborhood is similar demographic, you bond over commonalities oftentimes. And, you know, as people age and people move away or they have, you know, different friends are moving and ebbing and flowing, it can be depressing that you maybe are one of the last ones left in your neighborhood.
Now, before we go to our break, let's go to the phones. We appreciate everybody that calls. It's the number is 651-641-1071. Thank you for your patience, Victoria. You have a question on your credit score from our credit Contessa. Hi, Victoria.
They don't do them on the weekends, but maybe...
Hey, Victoria, how are you?
That'd be great.
Yes, I can get them for you.
Thank you so much.
Victoria is running some business there. So,
indeed.
Producer Mike, can you just talk to Victoria? We'll come to her after we get back from the break because we only have a couple of minutes right here. But, Victoria, we appreciate your call. We are very curious about what you have going on with your credit. And it's a perfect day to call with our credit Contessa here, Shelley Ferris.
Okay. We already kind of talked about the growing family or growing household. You know, and that doesn't have to be humans.
True.
It can be your pets.
It can.
They are your family too. Or just let's just say that you bought a small property and now you're working at home and you've done animal rescue.
Yes. Correct.
And you've got maybe your roommate that needed some assistance and is crashing on your couch.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. It happens. And so maybe you're thinking, okay, well, my job is good and, you know, I have all these different needs that I didn't have before. Is that the right time for you to make the move? One of the other things I think is taxes. You know, we've all seen an outrageous increase in taxes over the last 2 years.
Right.
You know, I think it's all across the board. I don't think any of us are immune to it.
No.
And, you know, so are your tax increases causing your mortgage to be very difficult to meet? And if they are you able to go someplace else where you can sell your house for a fair price and go someplace else that's less expensive?
Right, right. And then it's just analyzing those monthly payments, including the taxes and insurance, so that you can see what they're going to be when you move. And is that the right thing for you to do?
Exactly. And then, Shelley, I think that this one actually is something that you are excellent at helping people determine is the need to access their home equity for other things.
Right, right. I just talked to a gal this week. look into exactly that. Tap into some of the equity to do some home repair. And she has a unique income situation. And so we talked about how to go about doing that. And is it just better to just sell and buy something else? Because what you're looking to do is a big project, and equity lines are hard to get sometimes, depending on your equity. And if they're just a whole nother animal. So, yeah, getting at that equity, there's several different ways to do it.
Okay. So now that we've identified some of the ways that you can recognize that you have it, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about some of the solutions to the problem.
We also want to remind you that if you call in today, you can go ahead and get a donation sent on your behalf to our unfortunate friends in the state of Florida. If you call in at 651-641-1071, we'll donate $20 on your behalf. When we get back, more information for you on what to do if your house no longer suits your needs. We'll also go to the phones and talk to our friend Victoria. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071. Also available as a podcast. Just go to mytalk1071.com. Keyword Red Hot. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot, Producer Mike, because we needed to get some credit questions out there. So do we have a general bucket of the couple of callers we've just had, Mike?
The very first question was just in regards to what credit score should be expected when trying to buy a new home. Mm-hmm. And then the second one was just more details about the best way of finding your credit score and who to talk about that.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Mike. Yep. Thank you, Perfect. Mike. So Credit Contessa, Shelley Ferris. Can you got an I'm answer up. For those two?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So the first question was how...
What's the general range that you should
that
do?
That you need to have to buy a house. Mm-hmm. So the minimum credit score to buy a home using FHA financing is 580. Mm-hmm. The minimum credit score for conventional is 620. However, you really don't want to be at the minimum because the interest rate will be shocking. I'll make you sit down before I tell you it. So we really want to see, you want it to be a 700 or better, guys. Okay. I mean, you just want to do whatever you can. So stop opening new credit cards. Mm-hmm. Stop maxing out your credit cards. Stop missing payments. Mm-hmm. And that score, I mean, in a 1 or 2 year period of time, you can get over 700 easily.
Right.
So if you've already got credit established, you're just doing something to it. That's why it's not 700.
Right.
So, and then the other question was,
if Mike, remind me again the second part of that question.
Just the best way of figuring out or finding out what your credit score is.
The very best way to do it is call me. Okay, will you call me? I will pull your credit and we'll talk about it. And so you can find your credit by going to these hokey websites or apps, but do they tell you what to do? They tell you what they think that you should. This might help. It'll say that. And what is that? Opening a new credit card? You think I'm going to tell you to do that? Probably not.
Right.
So please call me and I will help you with your credit.
Okay. So this is completely like a round robin thing. And so Shelley and I were talking when we were planning this show, and we talked a little bit about some of the things that are really stopping people from being able to buy a home or to buy a different home. And one of them is spending.
Okay.
And so we kind of didn't want to talk about that much because it a little bit sounds like scolding.
Right. So, you know, but I think that there are ways to say it without being negative. I just read an article and I think I passed it on to you, Mimi. I don't think I sent it to you, Shelley, about how we don't, as human beings, think about our future self like it's really us. We think about our future self like it's a stranger. And that makes sense when you're going into spending, where we're going, future self will benefit from the fact that you didn't spend this money right now. Current you is really happy that you did it. But sometimes you have to remember, future self deserves you to think about them as well, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm going to say that I've seen people lose their house because they had a boating hobby.
Yeah.
That the boat was really more important than figuring out how to you know, buckle down and make that mortgage payment. You know, I love to boat as much as anybody. I don't own a boat.
Right.
They're not cheap to have.
Right.
And, you know, it's just one of those things about how much how important actually is it to you? And Ms. Shannon, I think that that was brilliant and very wise advice about your future self, because I think that people, when they're younger, it's kind of like they have no fear.
Right.
Their longevity is forever in their mind. And this is a beautiful thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
To be in that place and to have that no fear and be just courageous and all of that. But, you know, the interesting thing is you really don't understand how fast 20 years will go.
True.
And boy, am I sounding old. But yeah, I guess that's the whole reason that we're talking about
it. It's so true, you know? Mimi. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, is that BMW and the status that it holds, and I'm not, you know, smarking on BMW. I can pick any brand.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever it is that really, is that more important than securing something that is we've all know that real estate is one of the quickest ways to wealth building that
right.
there ever was
mm-hmm.
or may ever be.
Right. Anyway, at least likely to devalue of those right. immediate
but
purchases.
But you know, you were talking when we were helping you to find a house.
Right.
Looking at, you were using a particular app, I can't remember what it was, but you had awareness at that point of all the things that maybe you were spending money on that you didn't need anymore. And
right.
I watched you mm-hmm. not do your hair.
Right.
I watched you not get your
nails
done.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched you, you know, lose a lot of weight because you didn't go out to eat all
less
the time.
Less snacks. Yeah. Less,
okay, that's less a joke.
But it is kind of true that it was reprioritizing those things, because I'm going, well, I want to have this cushion. I want to have this. And again, it goes back to what advice you take from your financial advisors. And it was trusting people that are, I consider my friends and my team, like you and Shelly, and going, if you want to do this from 2 years, here's what you have to do. And going, you know what? It's not that hard. What they're asking me to do isn't that hard. When I go, what I'm going to get is the status of owning property,
right.
which for me, I think that's much cooler mm-hmm. than worrying about whether my acrylics look really good. Mm-hmm. But that's just me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I found other ways to go, well, here's how I look so I don't look busted. And it didn't feel like I was making this decision from a position of lack, which I think reminding people when they work with Mimi, when they work with you, Shelly, you don't come at them and go, hey, you're a bad person, you're always making mistakes. That's not it. It's
no.
more of how can we get you where you want,
right.
and you give them resources and strategies.
You know, I think that that is one of the things that we do really well
mm-hmm.
is that we really do not judge
right.
about what your situation
mm-hmm.
is. And, you know, if I can pat my own self on the back, which I'm not always great at doing.
Yeah,
you
should be.
I am a phenomenal listener.
Yes.
I am a great friend and a phenomenal listener. And I listen from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if somebody's going through some really tough times,
right.
you know, you have to be able to be present with them,
yes.
hear them
mm-hmm.
with what they're going through
mm-hmm.
and figure out how can you help them.
Right.
So anyway.
I've had countless conversations with clients where we talk about credit, we talk about debt, we talk about income with the box of Kleenex right in the middle
right.
of my desk, because that's emotional stuff.
Yes.
That's heart tugging. It's, you know, realizing and being aware, you used a great word, you were aware of where mm-hmm. your costs were and stuff, and that's what I'm kind of bringing to the table. But you used the biggest word, Miss Shannon, mm-hmm. that was trust.
Yes.
If you have a good team and you can trust that they're telling you the right thing to do,
right.
then it's just a plan. It's
yes.
just about executing what it is that you need to do and getting there.
And just like if you're on a diet, if you had a cookie or a donut, nobody's going to judge you for it. That's the day you had it. How do you move on so that you eventually get to what your goal is?
How did
and
you
picking
know that?
Exactly, I know. But picking a goal that is also attainable. And I think that that's also having the right advice, going, okay, maybe in 2 years we're not going to get you to a $600,000 home, but we can get you to what the medium is, which was that 380. We can figure out how to get you so you can qualify for what is probably going to be available to you and make sense for you and your family and that. And I think that that makes a big difference too. And we've mentioned this before, and I'm going to say this full disclosure for everybody, all my talker friends out there, I run into you on the streets all the time. And this is one of these are the people that I'm talking to, the people that have conversations internally without actually talking to another human being. So all of my friends out there that are right now going, I'm not going to bother to call Mimi or Shelly because they're going to tell me no. Right. And so I know my credit's bad. I know this is bad. All these things you think you know, you may not really know.
Exactly.
And so you're so worried that you're going to get rejected and that Shelly's going to tell you you messed up and, man, how'd you do this and what's that? They're so worried that Mimi's going to go, I don't know why you wasted my time, that they just have the conversation in their head and they don't try.
Such a good point.
Right. And it's like, no, call. And so people can help you.
So that just triggered something in my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, all of these buyers that we all know that may have just paused for a moment.
Yep.
Because they were just uncertain about what in the heck is going on. Right now is a great time for you to get back and start looking. And I'm going to tell you why. Because A, the prices are dropping.
Mm-hmm.
We've already seen it drop $10,000 in a couple of months. And that's the median. Sellers are motivated. They understand that the market is shifting.
Right.
And get your interest rate. Because what you do is probably going to be cheaper than what you're paying for your rent.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the market starts to stabilize and the rates come down, then you can refinance. Shelley, talk
Absolutely.
About that.
Absolutely, 100%. The rates will come down in the spring. And people ask me all the time, how come I know that? Well, number one, I'm really smart. No, I'm kidding.
You are, though. Yeah.
It's because I read a lot and I read blogs and I follow people that are way smarter than me, that have been doing this stuff way at a deeper level than me. And they're all showing me data from, you know, years past and other inflation and then recessionary times that we've been through. This is what happens. And as we are in a recession, I don't care what anybody tells you, but we are in a recession. And when, as soon as the government and the offices that do this recognize it and it gets more in the media talk, rates are going to come down. And that's going to be in the spring. And I just shared with a gal over the weekend, she bought a townhome for $180,000. Yes, they're still out there.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to close in 30 days. Her payment is higher than what she wants it to be now. But in the spring, when we refinance it, it'll drop $250. It will be less than she's paying in rent right now. She's thrilled.
Wonderful.
Yes. And so, you know, I think that all of this kind of goes to talking about, okay, so when is the right time? Why are we afraid? You know, should we do it now? Should we wait? I think when we come back from the break, Shelly has brought a really great tool that she offers called the cost of waiting tool. And she's going to go through a specific example. And this is something that she can actually do for you for your particular situation. And so we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back.
I also want to remind you, if you call in today and you're part of the show and give us your information, we will donate $20 on your behalf to Hurricane Relief in Florida. That number again is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show. I got lost there for a second. The Red Hot Real Estate Show. So my apologies to everyone listening and the disrespect I just gave to the two friends in the room right now.
No disrespect.
Hello to our good friend from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and Remax Results, Ms. Mimi Shoneman, and from Caliber Home Loans, Ms. Shelley Ferris. So we've covered a lot of things today. And I think it actually will give people a nice grounding of you can do this. And we have the resources and the commitment to help you get there.
You absolutely can do this. Mm-hmm. I'm a find a way, make a way kind of girl, and I know that Shelley is as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can't figure it out, we'll figure it out. If you know what that means.
Yes, exactly.
So I just want to remind everybody that calling in today, we are donating to the Florida Hurricane Relief Fund $20 for all of our callers that came on and asked us questions. We also have two other ways that we're going to be donating, and that's if you text the word credit, where Shelley can do a credit analysis for you, or you can text the word equity evaluation, where we will do a home equity evaluation to see exactly how much that you have in your home for equity position. You can text those two words to 651-578-2218, and that will also work for a voice call. So just, you can call after the show. You can also do the keyword Red Hot here at the radio station.
Yes, and that, you just go to mytalk1071.com, use that keyword Red Hot, and get your information as well.
Yeah. Okay, so Shelley, this is a great tool, the cost of waiting. Mm-hmm. Explain how it works and kind of the things that it will do for people.
So the cost of waiting is a tool that I have where I can plug in what area you're looking to live in,
mm-hmm.
and what, pardon me, and what
your payment would be today, your interest rate would be today, and then the cost of, you say, oh, I'm going to put a pin in it. I'm too scared. I can't find anything. I'm frustrated, whatever, whatever, whatever.
I'm going to give it 2 years.
Yeah.
Does it tell you?
It does that. Okay. It does a 6 month, a 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. It can go out to 10 years if we want to, but good golly, if you're looking today and you're going to wait that long, what the heck? So what happened to your life?
I don't know. If you're going to do that, if you're going to wait for 10 years, try and marry your landlord.
Yeah.
You're making their payment for them. Right. I'm just telling you.
You should get some of that.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So the cost of waiting plugs in to a projection of what they think the interest rates will be. So what will happen to your monthly payment. It plugs in the projection of the equity that you will lose by waiting because you waited. It plugs in how much more you're going to have to buy that property for because you waited. All of those things that you think, oh, I'm just going to wait. But we forget that when you are waiting, things are changing. Things are morphing while we're waiting. So that fear that Mimi got kind of touched on earlier, that, you know, how do you get over that fear? Well, some of this is how you get over that fear as you look at the data. So all I need to know is where you're looking and what price range you're looking in, and I can run this report for you. And it's a colorful report. It's kind of nice how it has little charts and little graphs. But in its most basic form, I picked Plymouth because I just did. I didn't know other reason than that. And it goes by the county and it goes by the amount that it's expecting it to go up over the course of time. And if you wait, in this example, I chose a $400,000 property. And if you wait 3 years, it expects that your total cost of waiting for that period of time is $44,000 is what it's going to cost you more in how much more you're going to have to buy the house for, how much more the monthly payment is projected to be, how much more the property taxes are expected to be, all of these things that you're not thinking about.
Okay, so the interesting thing is very difficult to talk about numbers on the radio. Mm-hmm. We are aware of that. And so we encourage you to reach out to Shelley and have her do a cost of waiting report for your particular situation. And it's really interesting. So you start with the loan amount today. But the interesting thing, you know, if you had a loan amount of $380,000 and the house was $400,000, so that's putting down what percentage, Shelley? 5%?
5%, right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then if you escalate this over 3 years, you go from putting down $380,000 to almost $410,000.
Right.
So, you know, that's interesting to me. And then, of course, that the property value hopefully is going to continue to go up.
Mm-hmm.
You projected a $400,000 house would be worth $430,000.
And I think that's extremely conservative.
Especially for Plymouth.
I do. Yeah. I really do. Yes.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, that's just what the tool plugged in. So,
yeah.
But like, let's say that it isn't that. Let's say that is on the hopeful side of life, 7%. Maybe it's 10%, maybe it's 15% you're going to lose on. That's twice as much. That means that house would be $460,000 in 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've got a lot of things going. We've got interest rates to consider. We've got price appreciation to consider, the amount that you're going to have to put down, interest rates moving, APRs moving. So also insurance costs going up and taxes.
Right.
So we know that it's not likely that things are going to go down. We certainly don't see that happening in the future. I don't see it. And I know that, Shelley, you have talked with your experts and you don't see it either.
We just don't because why?
We don't have enough housing.
Exactly. It's the inventory shortage that has not gone away.
Okay. All right. And before we head into the break, let's just quickly talk about. Okay, sorry, we're out of time.
Exactly. So I'm like, no, we have time to talk about it. But I'm saying, you said before we go on a break, and I'm like, this is our last segment, so I just wanted to remind you. So that's what I meant. So sorry.
I think that it's really, really a great tool for all those folks out there that have got any kind of debt to sit down with the credit Contessa and go over what you have and kind of what you're seeing. It's always a great idea to view your credit report, especially at least once a year.
Right.
Because things can happen. People can get in there and you can have a name alias and
it'll
affect your credit. If and I've had that happen to clients where they want to buy a house and then they've got to wait 6 months because, oh, somebody else with their similar name has done a bunch of stuff.
Right.
So, Shelley, tell folks about a little bit about what you do for the credit. right. analysis.
So that's an important part of the analysis that we do. We look at, okay, like let's just say that you're in the position that you're going to sell your house. You're going to get some equity. You've sat with Mimi. You know what your net's going to be. And you figure, I'm just going to put all that towards down payment on the next house. So what would my payment be? And that's kind of the, I would say, 95% of what people do. But mostly, I think at that point, people should take a step back and go, all right, I've got this credit card hanging out there. It's like $20,000. When am I ever going to have $20,000 to get rid of that credit card again? How much impact to my payment would it be if I put $20,000 less in down payment?
Gotcha.
Paid off that credit card. Now, what's my monthly outgo betterment? Because if that monthly payment to the credit card was $200, this is the kind of stuff that we look at, $200 a month, but the payment savings was only $60 a month to put that extra $20,000 down, then what's the point? You're going to save $250 to save $60 on your monthly payment. You're never going to have $20,000 together again. This is just part of what we do. We look at the whole picture. What if this? What if this? What if this? What if this? And then you pick what's your best mode. Like maybe you say, yeah, but I'm getting an inheritance in 6 months and I don't need to put that extra 20 towards the house or towards my debt. I'm going to do that then. Great. You got a plan? Great. But if you don't and you haven't really thought about all of this as the big picture, that's what we do.
So all of this is really, really helpful. I also want to, you know, just put a plug in. If you've got things that you're worried that's going to keep your house from selling for a good price, this is also a really good way for you to have a strategy session with Shelley to see if there's, you know, how much we'll figure out how much equity you do have. And is that a good strategy to pull that money to make those minor repairs? You know, so if you've prayed for hail and it just hasn't happened,
right?
And you know that the roof is toast.
They're like, why everybody but me?
Right.
You know, that might be a good thing. Or if your carpet, if you know, every time you walk up your stairs, you go, oh, I just need to get new carpet. Right. I can't take it. But you don't pull the trigger for that kind of thing and you're embarrassed about it. You've cleaned it all that you can clean it. This is the kind of tool that you can use to actually make your house shine. And nothing's better than the smell of fresh carpet when you're trying to sell a house.
That's right. Yes, exactly.
So we want to remind everybody to give us a call during the week or text 651-578-2218. Or you can message us here at the show with the keyword red hot.
Right. And so I know that we have a lot of stuff that we're going to be continuing to watch the market as we move into the fall. Just remind everybody, historically, are we moving into a hotter season or a cooler season? What do you think? Not weather-wise. I mean, out there in the market.
I was going to say, like the weather.
I like the weather.
I think that there's activity here going into the winter. I hate to say that W word. But sellers are very motivated when they're selling in the cool weather and they don't like to shovel.
There's no better time to buy in Minnesota. Yes,
gotcha. So we'll give you some more updates on that when you listen in next week. Thank you for being a part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Again, find us at mytalk1071.com, keyword red hot.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me October 4th for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms.